Today is Remembrance Sunday, and I'm going to focus my reflections on preparing for God's kingdom of peace. That's what I want to talk about, preparing for God's kingdom of peace. And that's my way of dealing with the gospel passage for today. The readings today, they're not chosen for Remembrance Sunday. They're just the regular readings that we would have on this particular Sunday of the year. But that's how I'm going to approach the gospel reading. I think one of the things that's going on in the gospel today is that it's a warning about being prepared. Jesus is telling us to be prepared for that coming kingdom. And what is that kingdom going to be? Well, surely one of the qualities of God's kingdom when it comes will be true peace, true and lasting peace. Five of the bridesmaids prepared well for that festival of justice and peace and righteousness, and five did not. I don't need to tell you that we live in extremely tense and fractious times. Those of us who have been watching the US election, will see an illustration. That's an example of the tension and the fractiousness in our world today. It's just one example, sadly. There are many, many, many others. And the danger for us all is that things can kind of spiral into a kind of negative cycle of dysfunctional conflict, where there's kind of criticism and contempt and defensiveness, which feeds more conflict. And then people are more critical and contemptuous and defensive again. And on it spirals. And I'm sure you've seen that sometimes in your lives too. It's not just political. It's human. It's how we behave sometimes in a dysfunctional way. How do we break that dysfunctional cycle of destructive conflict? The key question for us all. And one answer, you would expect me to say this, but I'm going to tell you, one answer is to come to church. To come to church. You'd expect me to say that, but I believe it's true. It's true because everything we do in church, is designed to help us break away from that dysfunctional behavior and to make positive steps to prepare for a more peaceful way of living together. Usually, not this Sunday, but usually, what's the first thing we do in church each Sunday? I'll tell you if you can't remember. The first thing we do, we have the gathering songs, but the first things we do is we say sorry. In the shape of our worship, the first thing we do when we come to church is we say sorry. One key way to break that cycle of destructive conflict is to take responsibility, to stop blaming others for our situation. And it's so important when folks are locked into a kind of attitude of defensiveness, to take responsibility. Each Sunday, we take responsibility at the start of our service. We are asked to think about and then confess our need for God, our failures, our weakness, our sin, our mistakes, the errors that we make, deliberately or accidentally. And how, in a way, we are responsible, all of us. All of us are responsible for the messiness and the hurt and pain in life. It's a very important moment. It may be the only moment in our week when we have a chance to really move away from defensiveness and begin to accept responsibility. And that is so essential to building peace. And then what do we do after that in church? Well, you're doing it right now. You sit and listen. We sit and listen. First of all, we listen to a lot of old stories coming from a very different culture many centuries ago. And we sing old and new well-loved songs and written by wise saints of the church. And then you sit and listen again to me. We do a lot of listening at the first part of our worship. Sometimes it may feel a bit passive. It may even feel a bit boring. You're not too engaged. But it's good for us. It's deliberate. Again, because it is in listening that we can move away from criticism and contemptuousness. And that is essential to peace building. Peace is built on the foundation of honest sharing from the heart. That's the foundation, of course, of all relationships. One person needs to share with the other what they really feel, what they need. What do I need? What are my dreams, my hopes? What is it? What are the things that have formed me? Why is this thing so important to me? And the other person needs to share the same, to tell me from the heart what you need, what you feel, what are your dreams, your hopes, your goals in life, to tell me the story of you. And this only happens in an environment of listening. And it starts with listening to God. It starts with listening to God. Listening to what God is telling us. And in that way, we find who we truly are. And then what happens in church after that? Well, after that, there's a shift. We begin to engage with the world. We move into the historical creeds of the church, and then we say our prayers, and then we exchange peace at the heart of our service, the sharing of peace, because that's the heart of what we're all about. At the moment, of course, we're not able to share peace like we used to, but we still share the peace. And then what do? We give thanks. The second part of the worship is all about thanks. The word Eucharist means thanks, thankfulness. We give thanks to God for everything. The long prayer listing all the things we are grateful to God for. After we say sorry, and then we listen, we engage with the world. Gratitude is another foundation for peace building, because gratitude holds back our greed. Gratitude helps us keeps us grounded and focused on the here and now and what truly is happening, not in the world of our heads, but to be grateful for what we see in it, around us in the real world. And when we are grounded, we're able to connect with others, fully focused and with a clear mind. And then what do? Then we receive the sacrament. We receive bread and before wine, and hopefully again soon we'll have wine again. We are fed by Christ. Whether it's bread or wine or just bread, it doesn't matter. We are fed by Christ, nurtured by Christ. Because all of us are works in progress. We're not complete yet. We're not finished yet. We need God's grace to continue to form and mold us. And then what happens in the service? What happens at the end? We're sent. Go in the peace of Christ. To what? To sleep? No. In service. Go in the peace of Christ. One ending is, the service is over, our service has begun. We come to church to leave church. We come to church to make a difference in the world, to build the conditions of peace, to prepare ourselves and others for the coming wedding banquet of God. Today is Remembrance Sunday, and I said at the start of the service, estimated 108 million people died in warfare in the last century. This must never happen again. And it's up to us to build a more functional way of living together, to build peace, to prepare properly and fully for Christ's wedding banquet. Amen.